Nehemiah, Chapter 1. The words of Nehemiah the son of Hakaliah. Now it came to pass in the month Kislev, in the 20th year, as I was in Shushan the palace, that Hanani, one of my brothers, came, he and certain men out of Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews who had escaped, who were left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. And they said to me, the remnant who are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach, the wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and its gates are burned with fire. And it came to pass, when I heard these words, that I sat down and wept, and mourned certain days, and I fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. And said, I urge you, O Yahweh, the God of heaven, the great and awesome God, who keeps covenant and loving kindness with those who love him and keep his commandments. Let your ear now be attentive, and your eyes open, that you may listen to the prayer of your slave, which I pray before you at this time, day and night, for the sons of Israel your slaves, while I confess the sins of the sons of Israel, which we have sinned against you. Yes, I and my father's house have sinned. We have dealt very corruptly against you, and have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the ordinances, which you commanded your slave Moses. Remember, I urge you, the word that you commanded your slave Moses, saying, if you trespass, I will scatter you abroad among the peoples. But if you return to me, and keep my commandments and do them, though your outcasts were in the uttermost part of the heavens, yet I will gather them from there, and will bring them to the place that I have chosen to make my name stay there. Now these are your slaves and your people, whom you have redeemed by your great power, and by your strong hand. O Lord, I urge you, let now your ear be attentive to the prayer of your slave, and to the prayer of your slaves, who delight to fear your name, and prosper, I pray you, your slave this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man. Now I was cupbearer to the king.